To be an effective safety net, the National Association of Wheat Growers is seeking additional budget authority for the Farm Bill Title I commodity programs. NOG CEO Chandler Gould said farm programs have not kept up with the cost of production.
The Congressional Budget Office has already come out with their Farm Bill baseline and basically cut Title I by about $1.3 billion. So, I mean, that is a significant hit, basically meaning we're not going to be able to increase the PLC or other safety net programs there. If the Farm Bill was to be extended through next year, but if we weren't able to get it done, then we'd have another baseline come out next year. But as you know, the way the government does funding, we're not spending money right now because prices are good, which means our baseline continues to erode. And so I am worried about where we're going to be able to come down between the two chambers just with the money that is currently available.
It seems like reference prices is one area that a lot of the commodity groups are looking for a bigger ask that fits right into that discussion.
It absolutely does. I know for sure wheat and soy are definitely asking for a higher PLC price. And if you just take the average cost of production across the United States, across our six different classes of wheat, $5.50 is nowhere even close to cost of production. And of course, just to be clear, we don't want the PLC price to generate a revenue. We want it to be able to keep you in business for the next year. But $5.50 is so far away, we're going to have to look at other means to make that safety net more realistic.
Nearly half of the House and 20% of the U.S. Senate have never voted on a farm bill, which only complicates the farm bill process.
I mean, really, what we're also doing now is just educating them on why we need a farm bill. We're not drilling down into ARC and PLC and CRP and EQIP because they're still trying to figure out what this big bill does other than, you know, support the SNAP program there. So educate, then go back and go down into the details is what we're currently working on our lobby strategy.
NOG is continuing with committee meetings today. State corn and soybean caucus meetings are on the Commodity Classic schedule today as well. The Red River Farm Network coverage of Commodity Classic is sponsored by the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. From Orlando and Commodity Classic, I'm Don Wick.